Disappointed we lost the game, you know, but I don't think there's much in it between the two teams, if I'm honest. I thought the way it was going, I thought it would have been finished nothing each draw. Listen, the goal was our downfall. I'll never criticise players for trying to play, but we'll probably play the wrong area of the park. Willie Gibson's trying to make a pass. It's went astray when they've gathered it and scored, you know, and that's the only way I could see them score. You know, I didn't see them affected it at all. I thought we looked a wee threat going forward, but disappointing, but we're still in a magnificent position, you know, and I'm sure them fellas would like to swap places with us. So we're disappointed, but we're certainly no downbeat because it's a tough place to come, Dunfermline. It always is. They're still a big club. When you look at the surroundings, you know, and they're probably a Premier League club. And they are a Premier League club, you know, just unfortunately where they are. So we just have to lick our wounds, you know, and it's over to Forfar now. They've got the top spot and we'll see how they handle it.
And what about Morton coming back to win 3-2 as well? It really keeps it alive, doesn't it?
Well, I said all along that during this a three-horse race, I said that weeks ago, you know, and there'll be twists and turns now at the end of the season. You know, when you look at their goal difference, is good. You know, and if we win our three games, Forfar need to win their three, they can't afford a slip up. I think they're still to come here. They've certainly got to pay their heads, so we're still to play Morton. So there'll be twists and turns, you know, but as somebody said at the start of the season, with three games to go, you've got a chance to win the league. You'd have a bit of hand off that, as with all teams, and I'm sure the dressing room opposite would have took that as well. So disappointing today's game, you know, but we're just one of these games that we just put aside and move on.
Does it take the pressure off you that it's out of your hands now?
Well, as I said, the pressure's over at Forfar now. You know, you've been top league, so I think we went the week before Christmas, we went top league. So we've had to deal with it. And it's only the last kind of five or six games that really starts getting a bit of tension. You know, and the players have dealt with it great. I thought for long spells today, they dealt with it. I thought it restricted them for limited a few chances. We just lost a goal with a misplaced pass. You know, in fact, sometimes that's what wins you games. Paulie Gibson's won his games. You know, and sometimes that's what happens, you know, but the boys will pick themselves up, there's no doubt about that.
Steve, you've got two home games coming up now.
Yeah, when we looked at the fixtures, this has always got a difficult one. You know, Peterhead away is difficult, we've got points here. Airdrie, we took care of them, and Ayr, Derby, we took care of that. So, there's always going to drop points, you know, and we always knew this would be difficult coming here. Obviously, Dunfermline are still trying to get that fourth place, which I don't think they'll get. So we knew they'd been fighting, you know, and certainly they'd done that. So, but yeah, right, I mean, the players have been great all season. You know, I mean, they've been magnificent for me over the last 3 years. There's been a progression. As I manage that, so we can ask for. I think last year we finished with 51 points. We're now sitting at 61. So with three games to go, we're 10 points better off. I think you ask any manager, that's what you like to do is improve your team. And we've come a long way in a short time. And we're not out of it yet. You know, we're certainly not out of it, you know, and we'll still have a major scene what's going to happen. Oh, but we're at home, you know, and we're good at home. We've always said that at home we'll take MD, you know, but that was another difficult game. The Stensmuir's down there fighting for their life, you know that, but the players will react in a positive manner, they always do. You know, they've took a couple of defeats over the season, they've took a couple of knocks, and one thing that group of players always done is bounce back, and I'm sure they'll bounce back next week.